Hey everyone, welcome back. It is officially 2020. I hope you all had an amazing new year, happy holidays, and your reacclimation to the workplace is minimally painful. I am here with a preview of the upcoming season 2 of the 21st Century HR podcast. I'm really excited about the guests and the conversations over the next couple months with this new cohort of guests on the podcast, and I want to tell you all about them and what to expect this season after a brief word from our sponsor. 21st Century HR is a podcast exploring how to build better businesses through modern people practices and approaches. It's brought to you by my firm, Amplify. Amplify provides HR executive search and strategic consulting services that help companies build better organizations. From employer brand development and execution to global talent strategies, Amplify develops custom solutions that help clients from Hootsuite to SpaceX optimize their recruiting capabilities. Amplify also hosts a new community for HR leaders called the Ecosystem. The Ecosystem was designed to bring modern HR leaders around the world together to share ideas, inspiration, and support. Learn more at amplifytalent.com. Hey everyone, welcome back. We are officially on season 2 of the podcast. You know, it's been an amazing journey over the past year, and one of the key changes of the podcast this year is I am moving to a season format. So if you are an avid listener, you probably know that I'm going to be working on a book that I'll be developing this year that'll be coming out hopefully in December. So that, amongst many other things, makes a weekly podcast rather difficult. So this year, I'm moving to a seasonal format. There's going to be 7 to 8 episodes per season. They're going to be published on a bi-monthly basis. And so I'll be coming to you with 2 seasons per year. And here's season 2, which is actually the first season of the new season format. So hopefully you can keep up with that. A little confusing, especially for kicking off the new year when your brain is still probably readjusting to being back at work. But anyway, the season this year is going to be incredible. There's some really interesting conversations with a pretty diverse mix of guests, from chief people officers to professors to CEOs. And so really excited to bring you these conversations. We're going to kick things off in 2 weeks with our first interview podcast, and that's going to be with Stitch Fix's chief people and culture officer, Jevin Sue. I've known Jevin for years and really a big admirer of his work and approach. And he walks us through his interesting career path and really helps us get a better feel for what they're building at Stitch Fix. And so lots of really interesting takeaways in that conversation. After Jevin, the next conversation, next podcast is something that frankly I'm still thinking about, which is always a good sign for a podcast. Dr. Laura Morgan Roberts is a professor at the University of Virginia Darden School of Business. She's also an author and a contributor to Harvard Business Review, where she launched a series last year called Advancing Black Leaders Under Their Big Ideas Story, their Big Ideas theme. And Laura and I get into a range of topics, from code switching to inclusion to psychological safety. And really, I strongly encourage you to read the series, but the podcast, I learned a lot from it. And again, as I mentioned, things I'm still thinking about. So big fan of Laura's work, and the podcast was something that really helped me kind of understand some new perspectives around D&I in the workplace. And I think listeners will learn a lot from that one. The next podcast was a fun one because it's always a little extra interesting when you get to interview a friend. And that following conversation is with Catalyst Creative co-founder and CEO Amanda Slavin. Amanda and I have known each other for about 7 years now. We started collaborating back when I was at NPR and she had just started her company. And we've stayed in touch over the years. She's an incredible community builder and has some really interesting views around engagement. And so actually just published a book called The Seventh Level. And so we get into her career path, her collaboration with Tony Hsieh and Zappos, and what led her to create that framework and ultimately write a book to share it with the world. Next up, we'll have the Chief People Officer of Credit Karma, Colleen McCreary. Colleen is a seasoned veteran of technology leadership roles and people executive roles from a range of companies, including Microsoft and really scaling Zynga, which is a great success story in the Bay. Interestingly enough, she's been around the Bay long enough that she's also advised the HBO show Silicon Valley. So we get into that a little bit in our conversation. And then most importantly, we really get into the topic of burnout in HR, specifically at the executive level. And what are some of the roots of that? And, you know, she had written a post on LinkedIn that got a lot of conversation. And I think for both of us, it touched on this idea that the modern kind of CHRO, CPO role is incredibly stressful. And it is burning people out. And it's a topic that not a lot of people are talking about publicly, but a lot of people are talking about privately. And so we get into that. And again, I think that's a really important topic. So I'm you know, glad to have had a chance to explore that with her in that conversation. Next up, I sit down with the head of strategy for Allegis Global Solutions, Bruce Morton. Bruce is a longtime veteran of the recruiting industry and has so much wisdom to share. And so we talk about all the changes that he's seen in the recruiting and talent management space, the role of an RPO, and really kind of where things are going. Bruce had written a book called Redesigning the Way Work Works and really was a way for him to get his decades of experience into a book that kind of chronicles the evolution of work itself. And so we spend some time digging into that and also get into what he sees the future holding for us, and has some really interesting views around new types of roles that don't exist today. But I agree with him. I think we're going to be seeing in the very near future. And season two of the podcast will be wrapping up with the chief people, education, and culture officers for Mazars Group, Laurent Chouan. Laurent is a seasoned HR executive. He and I met at the Unleash conference in Paris last year and just has a really progressive view. He's really spent his entire career at the intersection of entrepreneurial efforts, education, and HR. And I love his perspective on the space. He had a quote as we were talking through what he felt the role of HR was that I still think about, which was the role of HR is to increase the self-esteem of employees. And it was just one of those profound moments in the discussion that really I spent time with after the conversation. And it just made me think, you know, what might happen if most chief people officers saw that as the one of the ideal outputs of their work. So great conversation with him. Really learned a lot from that. Next up, we're going to have the co-founders of PeopleTech Partners, Kara Brennan Alamano and Robbie Peters. PeopleTech Partners is an incredibly robust network of CHROs and chief people officers, largely grouped in the Bay Area, but broadening to New York and other major U.S. cities. It's a networking group that I'm an active member of. If you listen to this podcast, you'll recognize quite a few voices from past episodes that are a part of the PeopleTech Partners network. And I'm really excited to dig into the origin story of the network and how they're growing and really the impact they're having on the industry in that discussion. And we're going to be closing out season two with a conversation with the founder and CEO of Onboard Health, Andre Blackman. Andre is going to have a range of topics spanning inclusivity and belonging and diversity. And we've had a couple conversations to this day and really excited to go deeper with him in this podcast. That will bring season two to a close. So again, I want to thank all the guests for coming on and for taking the time to share their experience, share their knowledge. And we're going to be getting into all of that in 2 weeks, and then we'll be coming back to you on a bi-monthly schedule. So every 2 weeks, we will be getting a new episode in your ears. So if you're not subscribed, be sure to do that, and they'll come directly to you. And in the meantime, hope you enjoy them. And again, this is an interactive podcast. So if you ever have any suggestions for guests or companies you think are doing really interesting work and pushing the boundaries of the field of HR, let me know. Hit me up. I want to hear from you. And I certainly appreciate listeners' input on the show and the guests and the topic. So let me know what you need to hear about. And maybe we will get your recommendations on season three. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of 21st Century HR.
If you want to hear more episodes like this or read stories from the 21st Century HR Fast Company series, go to 21stcenturyhr.com. And if you want to make your podcast just a little more awesome, be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, or whatever podcast platform your ears desire. You'll find all the subscribe links on the website. And if you enjoy the podcast, do me a favor and share it with your peers, your network, your boss, and your CEO. Help me get the podcast into the ears of anyone who wants to know what HR and recruiting looks like when done really well. They'll thank you for it, and so will I. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next episode.